Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about how to handle rejection as a heavy equipment salesman. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to podcast. We all see selling as a difficult profession. It is because you got to convince people to buy something that you believe is important for them. However, the person whom you are trying to sell may not find it to be as that all important. So your job is then becomes to talk about all the possibility features related to the product and recreate the need for it in the mind of a taker. This creation of need in the mind of the prospect is a real tough job, and not many are able to do this successfully. Many ace salespersons have written in their books about difficulties that they have experienced while creating the need in the mind of the prospective buyer, and they have also suggested ways and means that one can take to the tackle that part of the problem. However, there is something more important that a salesperson should be learning before learning anything else, and that is the way to handle rejections. There's always going to be no, shutting doors in your face. You got to be able to handle that and move on and try to find that yes. Salesmen who are into selling heavy equipment have a real tough time doing their job. They are actually dealing with high-priced products that is basically sold to people belonging to a particular domain. This means that the market is quite restricted. It is not like selling a high-priced car that many like but can't buy as they can't afford it. Here, the case is completely different. You are dealing with an item whose takers belong to specific industry, and therefore your scope to sell it in a good numbers become restricted. This is perhaps the reason why a heavy equipment salesman has a chance to experience rejection a lot more many times than a salesperson selling a car. Be optimistic in your approach as a salesman. Your approach speaks a lot about your personality, and especially when you're a heavy equipment salesman. Your approach matters a lot than anything else. Your knowledge on the product needs to be absolutely bang on and perhaps constitute a larger portion of your self-confidence, but your approach towards your profession should be nothing less than splendid. You may have been rejected many times, and there are many situations when people will simply not want to meet with you, but that should not deteriorate you or your approach towards meeting people. Your frame of mind should be always optimistic, nothing less than positive. It is a positive approach that plays an instrumental role to handle rejections. Next, share your experiences with your seniors, like your senior veteran salespeople. This is always useful to be around people who are jolly and have a good sense of humor, and as such people are your seniors that you consider yourself to be a damn lucky. You know, hang out with those people, learn from their knowledge. You can share your experiences with the prospect. You can share your experience where the prospect didn't want to buy the machine, or it had have insulted you, or simply asked you to leave, or leaving you dejected. Your senior, in this case, will give you a piece of their mind and try to ease you by cracking a joke or two. It also acts as a stress buster, you know, stress release. Not just your senior salesperson, but share your day's times with anybody that you are convenient with. You know, if you talk to people, let it off your chest, you know. You can also play around with your dog for that matter, you know, waste that energy, get your mind off the what your bad day was. It is undeniable a great way to handle rejections. Again, you know, Find your stress release when you get a lot of rejections. Figure out that. If you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.